Welcome back to Film Music Fridays. Happy New Year, episode 26. Today we're going to take a look at two scenes from one of the great dramatic films of all time. From 1965, from the great director David Lean, Dr. Zhivago, starring Omar Sharif, one of my favorite actors of the last many, many decades. David Lean, of course, responsible for so many great films over the years, from Dr. Zhivago to Ryan's Daughter to Lawrence of Arabia. This one is my favorite of all of his films. I love just how tragic it is. It's a beautiful love story. And the music by one of our great composers in our craft, Maurice Jarre, is truly beautiful. This movie is set during the Russian Revolution, and as such, Maurice Jarre uses the balalaika prominently throughout the score. You hear a lot of Russian voices singing in the chorus. There's dance music, there's epic orchestral music. There's a lot of things to listen to in this score. The two scenes we're going to take a look at are linked to one another, and that they have to do with the central character, Yuri Zhivago, and the idea of loss. The first scene we're going to take a look at today centers around the main character, Yuri Zhivago. Here he is just once again rekindled his relationship with his great love, Laura, and he's about to lose her again. It's him watching her leave in the horse carriage over the horizon. The music of Maurice Jarre is so beautiful, so poignant. One of the most beautiful melodies I think that Maurice Jarre ever composed. You hear it here. Let's take a look at what Maurice Jarre did and take a look at the beautiful cinematography of David Lean in this scene.
Hurry!
So as you heard there, the great longing Maurice Jarre's music truly reflects what Omar Sharif's character, Yuri Zhivago, is feeling. That's connected to this next scene we're going to take a look at, that Yuri, once again, many years later, comes across Laura, this time walking in the street, unknowing that Yuri is seeing her. He's in a train car and he sees her through the window, and you hear this manic music speaking to the psychology of what's going on in his mind. And spoiler alert, unfortunately, he doesn't have a chance to see Laura once again. He exits the car and his heart truly breaks. He has a heart attack and he dies there on the street. The music here is tragic, it's truly beautiful, and it reflects the culmination of one of the great films in David Lean's repertoire. Let's listen to what Maurice Jarre did here. If you haven't seen this film, please go out and see it. It's really incredible. We'll see you next time for episode 27. See you soon.
Please.